This is KUOW News. I'm Sarah Lerner. The ranks of the homeless continue to swell in King County. Hundreds of volunteers fanned out across the county late last night to take count of the region's homeless population. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
In doorways, on benches, beneath overpasses, in the bushes, more than 3,700 people spent the night outside. In parking garages, riding the night owl bus, or just walking around. It's a 20% increase over last year's one-night count. About another 6,000 homeless people slept inside, in places like the basement of Seattle City Hall and privately run shelters. Homeless advocates say the region's response has fallen far behind the growing need. Javier Chavez has been spending his nights in a cardboard box next to the railroad tracks by Safeco Field. He and a friend staying in a second box got an eviction notice giving them 72 hours to leave. At a busy daytime shelter that serves breakfast to the homeless, I asked Chavez what they'll do now. He said he'll look for a place to sleep. I asked him where. He said he didn't know. City policy is to do compassionate evictions. That means helping people about to be evicted from Seattle's many illegal camps find a better place to live. Chavez said nobody came to offer him advice or connect him with social services. He asked me if I knew where he might find a place to sleep tonight.
Chavez?
Lo siento, no.
I had to say, sorry, no, I don't know either. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.